In Maitland. We are based in Maitland, which is still in Maitland. Obonato means I exist because we exist. It's basically Ubuntu, but I wanted something that will resonate and still means Ubuntu, but not use Ubuntu because it felt like it was very overused. Everybody was just using Ubuntu. So I wanted a name that had more meaning to me. But at the same time, it was unique. So Oponato, it is an African language. It's actually up north. So it's if you know it's still which represents what my brand is all about, representing African South Africa, African continent, and the women in our country and within our continent as well, and hopefully to go beyond the continent. But it was also just to kind of get into this industry and shake the status quo a little bit. We don't see a lot of women in this industry.
I
And
love that, Slee. I love that you're a mover and a shaker. I'm hearing this and it's completely resonating with me. Now,
well,
before we go
thank
into the specifics of Obonatu, and I love that you have done a remixed version because I get tired of seeing the Ubuntu, and it is definitely overused. So this gives it a nice, fresh, remixed version
Yes.
of
And also
we.
just
You know, I
maybe
am because we are.
yes, absolutely. And at the same time, like celebrating our differences, and showing our sisters and brothers within the continent that we celebrate our diversity and our uniqueness. And we just love being, which is what Obonato is all about, is celebrating our differences while having a great time. And I say while having a lekker time.
Absolutely. So, Slee, obviously, there's a journey that was embarked on before you got to this point. Tell me about that little village in KwaZulu-Natal that gave birth to this lovely young lady called Slee.
Oh, thanks, Janet. Yes, I grew up just outside Durban. Well, there's a township called Umlazi, but we were not in the township. We were just outside the township in the little village called Engonyameni. So I grew up there, did my primary school there. And it's just growing up, seeing all, every time we celebrate or there's a ritual, and being Zulu, growing up in that environment, when we have rituals, there must be a white spirit for ancestors. I don't know. Don't ask me why. Okay. But we must have a white spirit for ancestors. And
So
every time
we
we're
have the
having.
same, you know, we have the same.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I just put it down to proactive relatives, and I don't question it, I just thank them.
Janet, that's me. That is me. I was like, okay, I'm not gonna question my grandmother because I grew up as that child who must be like I was a why child. So they were like, you always ask him why. So I was, I'm not gonna disrespect the ancestors. I don't know whomever high powers. I'm just gonna listen and do as I'm being told. We need a bottle of white spirit for the ancestors that sits there until the end of the event. And then a day or two later, then you have all these old people. They're going to come and drink it on behalf of the ancestors.
Absolutely. They're going to break bread for sure. I love
Exactly.
that. So Umlazi and sense of community, a sense of seeing the need and recognizing that gap in the market.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I always say fast forward 30 years later, but like the origin of it was really just doing that. And we also have like our traditional beer, the traditional beer with umqombothi or isiZulu. So we'll make that. So it was more like, how about we tap into the white spirit industry. This is now as a grown person and looking back and how my people, and as it turns out, actually my people are your people. And this is what Obonato celebrates because it's realizing that it doesn't matter our backgrounds or maybe cultural, but somehow we are so all connected. It is just so mind-blowing. And instead of celebrating each other, we find each other pulling back and forth. It's like it is so beautiful when we just celebrate each other and our differences and our uniqueness and our diversity. Oh my word, what a beautiful world, beautiful country we have.
I must agree with you, Slee, because we are best when we are resonating that authentic African energy that the world has come to know us by.
Absolutely,
The things
absolutely.
that we see along the way is not how we are known. And I grew up not very far away from where you were in Chatsworth. And
Oh my word, we are
we
neighbors.
are neighbors, definitely. And when
Listen,
I think,
so I'm sorry I have to cut you there. I used to cross Umgeni River to go get mangoes. Oh my word.
I just came back from Durban,
Oh,
and
lovely.
it's mango season. There's
Did
mangoes
you bring some?
everywhere.
Did you bring some mangoes?
I definitely brought some mangoes,
Oh
girl.
my! Oh, no, you need to hook me up because they're not the same, right? The mangoes we have here and the
They're
mangoes
not the
are in
same.
KZN. Oh my word! Oh my word! Oh, this is
Exactly how the
amazing.
avocados are not the same, because the ones we
Nope.
got in KZN could feed a family of eight. The ones that
You
we get now
literally.
barely do toast for one.
You took that out of my mouth. I was actually literally thinking that. And it's creamy and it's oh my oh, you see now I'm missing home. Come
It's
on, Janet.
delicious. Now I had to go because I was missing home and I
Yeah.
needed my fixes, those little things
Yeah,
that
no,
make you happy, the
100%.
soul food, the
100%.
time with
Yeah.
family, etc.
Yeah,
And I
yeah.
think that our communities come from a place that is, there's a sense of community. There's
Yes.
always celebrations, there's coming together. And I must tell you that growing up, I thought we were fabulously wealthy, which I discovered in retrospect we were not. But we just had that culture of big pots of food and
Yeah.
aunts and
Yeah.
uncles around. It was phenomenal. It
Yeah.
really was.
Feeding everybody, not just your uncles, but
Feeding
the community.
everybody, it's all
If you're
happy.
exactly,
And
somebody
then
come into
people
your home,
eat.
they're not gonna go home hungry. You're gonna feed them. Oh man, love
Exactly.
that. Oh.
And it's phenomenal because you don't just get fed, but you get sent home with food, and that is what the culture is
Yeah,
like. So
absolutely,
when I
absolutely.
saw this Mzanzi gin, I want to understand now, what is it's a spirit we know, but I want to talk about the spirit that imbues Mzanzi
Yes.
gin. What was your
Yes.
thinking? What was your thinking, and what were you hoping to achieve? Creating a homegrown gin by a woman of color
Yes.
in, bringing together resources that were community-based. I want to hear about that journey.
Oh man. So you kind of just touched on like my core when I started, or when the idea really resonated within me. It was exactly to have this celebration of celebrating our diversities and celebrating our cultures, being one, being this amazing rainbow nation that we know that we are and that we can be. So it that the dream is to have Mzansi in every household when you are celebrating your birthdays, parties, weddings. It can't be a party without Mzansi. It's like we all hold our glasses and we just like cheers to having, beautiful times and
Are
celebrating
you
our
going to become the JC LaRue?
Yes. That's exactly and what I say is
JC LaRue of gin.
once you go Mzansi, Janet, you never go back. And that is I've actually seen it. I do markets once a month. I do a market in town. I do private events. Yesterday I was doing a private session. Did distressing by the pool, in town. And I meet people who say, I don't drink gin. And I'm like, well, wait until you try Mzansi. They do. They come back for second and the third and the fourth, and they're like, and they go home with a bottle. They're like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, I didn't know the gin was so delicious. I'm like, yes, once you try Mzansi, you'll never go back. So
Wow.
that's my vision. That's,
That is
and
amazing.
knowing how authentic my product is, it is triple distilled, it is the smoothest gin. And I understand that there's so much competition, but I'm okay to try. And the whole thing is I'm shaking the status quo. It needs to be the pie needs to shake a little bit. It needs to move a little bit.
I am on the same page as you, and I love that. I love that you're a disruptor, that you are doing things that are meant to be done, because change must happen, transformation in every possible corner.
100%.
And you're claiming a space because, gin drinkers are really. I think that there's been such a rage. There's become such an appreciation for gin.
Yes, and it's like especially now, it's just erupted again. It died down a little bit, but now it's like the gin is like, and to have a brand that if you go to a liquor shop, which I'm not in liquor shops yet, and I actually just realized that I met a lady. I was at a Cape Town Tourism Connect Coffee and Connect social, and I met a lady who's like, we want your product at our restaurants where we do wine and whiskey tasting, and now we want to include the gin, and like, she was so excited about it, and it's so beautiful to see that. But at the same time, she's like, we want a product that's unique. That's not, you're not gonna go to every Tops and it's there. And I was like, oh my gosh, maybe that's actually the space I need to kind of thrive in right now, where it's niche, it's unique. If you go to specific places or markets, that's where you will find Mzansi. While we try to penetrate this really tough market because it's
I
really
know, but
to get into stores.
you're getting there, Slee. I
Thanks,
think
Candice.
it's step by step. So you're on a journey, and it's going to happen. And I can't wait for the day when we have a get together, and I go to the store and I buy a bottle of Mzansi gin. Now,
Amazing.
tell me, are there flavored gins? Is there just one flavor? What is in the range?
Oh my gosh, yes. So, well, now I have four ranges. Started with a famous citrus infused gin. And after that, I was like, you know what? Why just stop there? Let me be more creative. And I was like, well, actually, rooibos, it's a tea that is only grown, that you only find in South Africa. Why not have a rooibos infused gin? And that was most gin lovers that I interacted with, they welcomed it, they loved it. I call it having a high tea. And it's really beautiful like that. It's like really sipping on an iced tea is very dangerous. Sipping on a beautiful, delicious, yummy iced tea. Your second glass later, you're like, oh, wait a minute. I was drinking alcohol. And after that, just right after that, then I also now have a marula infused, which is, oh my word, it is
Wow.
party in your mouth, Janet. Oh my
So it's
goodness.
like Amarula and gin. I mean, girl, you are wicked because that's our stuff, right? I mean, a party
It
isn't a party with some Amarula there.
is. Thank
So
you.
you were thinking
Thank
way ahead, definitely
you.
thinking way ahead.
It's party in your mouth. And
Yes.
I think that, you know what, while we're celebrating diversity and different, cultures and beliefs and whatnot, why not have a 420? 420, it is actually a slang, aka the slang for weed or friendly weed. Either you smoke it or you're using CBD, just the oils. So the 420 that I have is just the CBD. It's cannabis infused. It doesn't have the THC. So it has all the good herbs of the weed, of the weed, the oils of the
The good
weed.
stuff, definitely the good stuff is all in there.
Yes.
See,
So
you are an architect of great things, and I think that you are a little bit of a, what is the word I'm looking for? You're a conjurer of great, of good things. Thank you. I think that people need to know that there's this gin out there called Mzansi. CBD infused, you've got different
yes,
flavors. I mean, the Amarula, that's like a marriage made in heaven.
it
Amarula,
really is yummy.
gin.
It, yeah, it really is
Yeah.
yummy. Yeah, it's
Wonderful.
the marula infused.
So how do we buy this gin? How do we get it from you?
Yes, so I have an online store. It is called the Conscious Tribe. So if you just go to the Conscious Tribe,
I'm checking it out
I
now.
have arranged there. Yes. And if you are in the Blouberg area or Tableview, actually, if you are in the Cape Town area, Blouberg is not that far. It's like, 20 minutes, half an hour as drive.
I'm seeing coffee selection as well, and candles, and all kinds of other exciting things.
Yes. I also collaborate with Salt and Sage Restaurants, which is in Blouberg. We do a gin tasting there. So all these ranges, we can taste all of them for 150, and you have also availability or options to their full menu, full chefs. So it's not just coming to a tap room and you're only tasting the ranges, but you actually have access to this amazing chefs and the amazing,
Wow.
amazing menus. Oh my gosh,
Now,
their food is so amazing.
I have to check it out. I'm on the site now. Do I click on food and drinks, or where will I find Mzansi Gin?
Yes. So are you on the conscious
The
site?
Conscious Tribe site, yeah.
Actually it should just come up. But yes, maybe if you actually just type gin,
No, I've just typed in Mzansi Gin and I see it. Oh, I like the packaging.
it will come up. Thank you. Thank you,
I like
Janet.
it. The colors are so bright and bold, and it says Africa.
Yes. Oh my
So I'm
goodness,
seeing a rooibos infused. I'm seeing a strawberry. That is so girl of you, a strawberry infused.
had to think for my girls.
Oh, thank you. And then there's a spicy citrus and fynbos. And
Yes.
then the CBD, and obviously the Amarula one. Oh, it looks amazing,
Thank
really.
you so much, Janet. Thank you so much.
Great
Yes.
eye-catching packaging.
Thank you so much. Yes, it was the idea behind it was if I go to a liquor shop, I want something that's going to grab my attention. I'm going to have, a double take if I'm thinking what to buy, or actually even as a gift, what to buy or to bring to somebody's home. It must be something that would resonate with you. Like it's not just a Blair
It's a
brand
conversation
name,
starter.
catchy.
These bottles are a conversation starter.
Yes. Absolutely.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you so much.
And
You
I've
sound you
said,
need to come to my to the side of my to the neck to the side of my wood for some Zanzi tasting.
yes, absolutely. So are you based at the Conscious Tribe? Is it a physical space?
So Conscious Tribe is an online store. But if you
Okay.
come to the restaurant Salt and Sage, then yes. If I'm not there, then the
No, it's
staff is
no fun coming
more
when you're not
collaborative
there. We must come when you're there. We want the sweet tasting.
Yeah, my word. Yes. Well, I also actually do de-stressing by the pool in town at the Mountain Manor every Thursday from six
Oh, with
to nine.
Michelle.
Yes.
I know her well. I know her
Oh my
well.
goodness, she's amazing. Yes. Then
Wonderful.
it's amazing. It's amazing space. It's amazing energy. It's amazing vibes. So actually come on there. You'll
Yeah,
be safe
actually,
by
for
me,
me,
by yours
home,
truly.
Salt and Sage is on the promenade in
Yes.
Table View. And then Mountain Manor is in the CBD for sure. Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm checking out the salt and sage menu as we speak as well. There's
Gosh, it's
exciting
amazing.
things happening, Slee, and I'm so pleased to see you owning these spaces because we must always own spaces and continue to do so,
Yeah, thank you so much, Janet.
in areas that, people say, well, is there an untapped area? Oh my goodness, there are so many untapped areas.
But you know that our fear prevents us from trying to push boundaries. It's either fear of failure or fear of the unknown. Nobody has done it before, but that's exactly when you need to push the boundaries. When nobody has done it before, you won't know until you try it. And the worst thing that could happen will be a no, and you're not gonna die. Then you pick yourself up and you move forward. You try another new thing. If you don't try, you won't know. And if you don't fail, failure doesn't mean that you must give up. Failure just means then you need just to try harder and harder and harder until you get to the destination that you want to get into.
I love that, and I think that is a profound point to stop and end our conversation. Because we don't want to give too much away. People need to head out to either salt and sage or
Woohoo!
go and check out your de-stressing by the pool at Mountain Manor, or get in touch with you directly and say, we want the Slee tasting because the Slee tasting is on fleek. It's definitely something you must try. So
Yes,
our listeners
absolutely.
also have the opportunity to win a bottle of this beautiful gin. So,
Absolutely. And they get to choose which one they would like. I mean, or you can choose for them, Janice,
I'm choosing the
from all the
Amarula one. I'm choosing the Amarula. I'm so sold on the, the melding, the meeting of these two great,
It's delicious. I
these
it's
two
it's my
amazing.
latest baby, but it is become it's actually the most purchased right now. All my cocktail events, party events, everybody's wanting the marula gin. So
Oh
yeah,
wow. So I am definitely batting for the majority here. So I made a good choice in saying the Amarula, definitely. No, that's
it's
amazing,
a
Slee. It's
choice.
been such an absolute vibe chatting to you. I'm excited for you and just pushing boundaries and making things happen, moving in a way that is claiming spaces. I love that, Slee, and I'm looking forward to meeting you in
Yeah,
person
likewise,
and
Janet. Absolutely.
enjoying a little bit of Amarula gin and
Oh
chatting
my
to you
gosh.
about what we
Yes.
miss about KZN. We can be
Oh my word.
a
Oh.
mutual support structure for
Yes.
all things
Oh
we
my
miss
goodness.
about KZN. Yeah.
I've been saying, oh, I miss home. I'm planning to go home. I don't know, December is busy, but January maybe. I'm just gonna be home.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Slee, what a delight to have you on the show. It's been great energy. We're excited for you. We're excited for the industry because it's making inroads that wasn't there before. So I'm wishing you all the very, very best
Thank you so
and many
much,
happy
Janet.
cheers
Yes, thank you
for
so
the
much for
Mzansi
having me
Gin
on
and for
your
the festive
program.
season. Yes, absolutely. It was our pleasure.
Thank you so much. It was amazing. I'm so excited. I'm like smiling now. You got me
Yeah, it was
so
good fun.
excited.
It is good fun. Thank you so much for being on our show. It was great fun.
Thank
Great
you so
chatting.
much for having
And
me,
well
Janet.
done. I'm proud of you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you so
All the
much.
best, Lee.
All righty. Thank you. Have a great Friday and happy weekend. And I will catch you at Mountain Manor.
Absolutely. See you soon.
Awesome.
Ciao, ciao. Bye.
Bye.